Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reports of a cyber attack by the U.S. against Iran. Dig into that a little bit with a cybersecurity expert, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, and CEO of the Cyber Defense Media Group, Gary Milewski. Gary, good morning.
Gary, good morning to you.
Thank you very much. So late last week, the U.S. reportedly conducted cyber attacks against Iran after calling off the airstrikes. What have you heard about that?
Well, what I heard is that the U.S. Government has hit the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, which is a branch of their armed forces. And we've got some powerful computer hacking tools and our own forms of malware in our government. So I'm not sure exactly what was done or how it was done, but typically if you know the IP address of any computer on a network that may be used by, say, an enemy nation state, there are many ways to look for holes and backdoors because the internet protocols are not themselves very secure.
Do you have any idea what the U.S. was targeting?
Well, they call it the central command of the computers of the Iranian. So it's kind of, you know, the tit for tat. You cyber strike the group that is in charge of the computer networking for their government and their attacks on us. And what's interesting is yesterday, I don't know if you knew that, but what happened yesterday, but a lot of U.S. companies experienced internet outages. Cloudflare, one of the biggest content distribution network hosts, was down for an hour, and they've never had that happen. So I think we're in the middle of cyber warfare with what will cause blowback on the citizenry around the globe.
You know, we do know that because we were one of the recipients of that yesterday. We dealt with that in and out yesterday. Hadn't really connected it to this. Iran also postured yesterday that the U.S. cyber attack didn't get through its national firewall. You buying that?
No. In fact, most firewalls are exploitable, and it's very interesting. Again, you know, the internet protocol was really designed to be used in small places that were physically secure, not designed, you know, like military bunkers, not designed for us all to communicate. And so by nature, anything on the internet can be exploited at some point, one way or another.
We're talking to cybersecurity expert Gary Milewski. Gary, now, these attacks that the U.S. Launched against Iran, were these likely planned weeks ago, or could they have been thrown together quickly after our drone was shot down?
Well, I think that one of the contingencies is always a cyber attack on enemy nation states, and that those attacks are already planned out, could be even months in advance, but definitely at least weeks in advance.
How about going back to yesterday's outage very quickly? If we're getting into kind of a full-blown cyber war, how often could that happen and how much worse could it get?
Well, you know, Iran brags that they have the fourth biggest cyber army in the world, thousands of cyber hackers. And they've taken credit for doing things like taking the International Atomic Energy Agency servers down. They've taken credit for doing a lot of things. So ultimately, we're all on the internet together, and there's no, you know, it's not a battlefield away from citizenry. So when one country attacks another country, what's going to happen is we're going to see new forms of malware and what they call ransomware showing up. We're going to see important businesses that may be connected to governments facing outages and new forms of malware. So it's really cyber warfare. It has a lot of blowback that will hit all of us ultimately one way or another.
What else could be targeted? Our electrical grid, hospitals, what else is on the playing field there?
Yeah, well, let me give you an example of what I think was the DPRK, North Korea's cyber army attack on England. If you recall, this WannaCry ransomware hit the National Health Services in England first, and 1,400 of their computers were down, so kids couldn't go in for operations for at least 3 days. Those are the kinds of attacks that are starting to happen. So cyber warfare will target anything that has an internet address if it wants to, which means a nation state could attack hospitals, they could attack water supplies, anything that is connected to the internet. We've been connecting everything to the internet, power grids, you name it.
Obviously, a cautionary tale comes out of Baltimore, where they're still crippled by ransomware.
Exactly. And, you know, there's something called just basic good computer hygiene, whether it's a government network or it's you and me at home or a small business. Doing daily backups is so critical. It doesn't take too much effort. And if you've backed up your equipment, when you've been hit with ransomware, you take yesterday's backup or this morning's backup and you reinstall it all and you don't pay the fees.
Great stuff. We appreciate the insight. Have yourself a great day. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary. Take care.
That's cybersecurity expert, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, and CEO of the Cyber Defense Media Group, Gary Milewski.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.